In Cairo today, tens of thousands of people were in Tahrir Square, or Liberation Square, to celebrate 1 week since former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak stepped down. The World's Ben Gilbert was there 1 week ago. Today, Ben, what's it like?
Well, all day today, people have been arriving to the square. There were a lot of families out there. People were having picnics. A military band played. There were military helicopters flying over. The people cheered. But tens of thousands of people have flowed into the square today. It's more people than I believe than we saw in any previous demonstration so far. It's really astounding how many people can actually fit into that square. It's packed, literally packed like sardines.
What are they doing?
There are fireworks. There are several different stages. There's music. There are people with looks like they're either blowing fire or some kind of fire instrument that they're using. Today's demonstration has really been about three things: about putting pressure on the military to continue democratic reforms that they've promised, also to celebrate the 1 week since former President Hosni Mubarak stepped down, and also to call for further demands, releasing detainees, looking into corruption, and ending the emergency law here in Egypt.
Ben, I know there was an Egyptian preacher who made a special address in Tahrir Square a little bit earlier today, talking to the assembled. You were there as well. Let's hear what he had to say.
Sheikh Yusuf al-Qaradawi gave the sermon today in Liberation Square. The sheikh is close to the long-banned Muslim Brotherhood and had been in semi-exile in Qatar for 30 years. This was said to be his first public speech in Egypt since 1981. Qaradawi immediately sought to reassure Egypt's Coptic Christian minority. He addressed the crowd as, "Dear Muslims, Copts, dear Egyptians." He praised the protesters at Tahrir Square, but warned that the revolution was not over. He called for the Egyptian military to free all political prisoners and to get rid of the cabinet formed by former President Hosni Mubarak in the last weeks of his presidency. He called on the military to not betray its own people and to maintain the legitimacy the people demand. Perhaps due to Qaradawi's attendance, today's crowd was outwardly more conservative than previous rallies. It led to discussions about what direction Egypt should take. Munir Nasser Mohammed is a schoolteacher from Cairo. He says some aspects of Islamic Sharia law would be good for Egypt. I accept some of the teachings of the Sharia law, like cutting the hand of someone who steals, he says. Omar Ataya, an engineering student, disagrees. He says the Constitution could be based on Sharia law, but he rejects some of the more extreme elements in it. He wants a country more like Canada, where people can be free to express themselves.
You can't just cut the rest of anyone, you know? That's against the rules of this age. And Islam is much more flexible than we think. You know, it's okay. You can put them in jail, you can just make the usual rules. So, I think a usual state, a liberated state, is going to be so good.
Nearby, a group of Egyptians chant, "Come on, country, freedom is born. We're a great people, and they are thieves." Many Egyptians here say they want investigations into corrupt politicians and their cronies, they say, stole money from Egypt. Nada Hami, a law student, and her friend, Samaha Abdulaziz, a pharmacist, were chanting along, and they had a message for the other protesters in the region.
I want to tell Bahrain, Kingdom of Bahrain and Libya, they are must continue. They must feel in freedom like us.
I want to tell all president in all countries, you must respect your people and you must continue to feel the most wonderful feeling is freedom.
Like many others in the crowd, Mahmoud Aissa isn't worried about Sharia or the specifics of what a new Egyptian government might look like. He's focused on the basic transition to democracy promised by Egypt's military commanders. He's concerned that they, or the old regime elite, might still try to shut down the revolution before meaningful reforms are made.
Mubarak is still in power. He's in Sharm el Sheikh, but his regime is still, we already cut the head of the serpent, but up to now we didn't cut really the whole body of the serpent itself. So for this revolution to continue or to keep continuing, you know, we have really to keep in the streets and to make the government know that and to make the military know that and make them really start to take an action.
In many ways, today's demonstration is as much about celebrating as it is showing Egypt's new military rulers that if they fail to make reforms, the people can come back to the streets. Protesters have vowed to return every Friday to keep the pressure on.
Ben, as we're speaking to you right now, it's evening in Cairo. Any indication of how long the protesters are going to remain in Tahrir Square?
Well, it's Friday, the first day of the weekend in Egypt, and Egyptians are notorious for staying out late. So this protest will probably go on for several more hours, probably late into the night. But by tomorrow, most people will probably return home. But if their demands are not met, I would imagine that we will see another large demonstration next Friday.
All right. The World's Ben Gilbert in Cairo. Thank you, Ben.
Thank you.